Practice Book, Module B, Unit 7, Exercise 23. Listen to Dean phoning his mother about a cake and fill in the spaces in the following recipe.
Hello.
Hi, Mum. How are things?
Hello, son. How nice to hear your voice. I'm fine. What about you?
Good, good. Hey, Mum, I need your help. I want to make a cake.
I'm impressed.
This beautiful Italian girl wants me to have supper with her and her flatmates, so I want to take your scrumptious chocolate fudge cake along. What do I do?
Okay. Have you got a pen? You need 6 ounces, that's 175 grams, of self-raising flour. 6 ounces of butter and of soft brown sugar. Then 3 large eggs, a rounded tablespoon of cocoa powder and a rounded teaspoon of baking powder.
OK, got that.
For the filling and topping, you need 4.5 ounces, 125 grams, of light soft brown sugar, a tin of evaporated milk, 4.5 ounces of dark chocolate in small pieces, and 2 ounces, 50 grams, of butter.
Is that it?
Those are all the ingredients. Then all you need is 4 ounces of almonds and some icing sugar for decoration. To make the cake, put the flour in a big mixing bowl. Take out a tablespoon of flour and replace it with the tablespoon of cocoa powder. Then add the butter and sugar and baking powder and mix all the ingredients together until the mixture drops off the spoon. Then divide the mixture and place it in 2 lightly greased baking tins and bake in the centre of the oven for about 30 minutes. Remember to preheat the oven to 170 degrees.
How do I know if it's ready?
You can feel the centre, and if it's springy, it's ready.
OK. And then?
Let the cakes cool while you prepare the chocolate fudge filling and topping.
OK. I hope I can do it. If it's a disaster, I can always buy some ice cream.
Oh, Dean, don't you dare!